A 2012 VA report estimates 22 veterans a day die by suicide. But that data is questionable because it didn't include all 50 states, and it's mistakenly associated with only post-9/11 veterans. Blaine Smith is executive director of the Veterans Empowerment Organization, Team Red, White, and Blue.
It concerns me that veterans of my generation from Iraq and Afghanistan, or any veteran for that matter, hears that number and maybe thinks, man, am I broken? Is that who we are as a collective? Are we the kind of people that go overseas and fight and come home broken and shoot ourselves? And that's just not true. It's not even close to true.
Yet that number 22 persists and was even mentioned by a veteran who recently took his own life.
And in the suicide note said, I'm going to be one of the 22 today. Why should I even try?
Kim Ruaco is with the Military Families Group Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors, also known as TAPS.
Having the negative messages out there that it's an epidemic, that there's 22 dying a day, is increasing hopelessness in our veteran population and the feeling of helplessness and the feeling that treatment doesn't work.
She shared this story with the U.S. House Committee on Veterans Affairs, adding that veterans need to hear more stories about successful treatment.
We need a campaign where we're all speaking with one voice about the people that are getting treatment, that treatment works, that more people are getting treatment and surviving than are dying by suicide, so that we can get those veterans out there really thinking, you know what, there's others that have gone through this, they've survived it, and they're doing well.
Committee Chairman Jeff Miller of Pensacola told the hearing that the VA has missed many opportunities to intervene.
There's clearly a deadly disconnect between the many services and supports that VA offers and the veterans that most need our help. Care, particularly for someone that is contemplating suicide, is not one size fits all. And while suicide undoubtedly is a mental health issue, it is also much more than that.
Miller wants the VA to take a more comprehensive approach to suicide prevention, to embrace alternative treatments, and to engage the veterans' families and local organizations. For Tony Williams of Tampa, dealing with veterans considering suicide starts at home.
It's happening here. It's not another state or another whatever. It's happening right in our community, and the solution is local. It's not national, because you got to be able to go with that person, talk to them, and assign them somewhere.
Williams is a veteran and a mental health counselor who started the organization Veterans Counseling Veterans. They're linked on the internet, providing peer support to each other and sharing resources.
The toughest thing about suicide, it's very pervasive and everybody want to run from it. Like on the post, they want to try to hide it because they don't want it to permeate through the unit. They don't want to publicize the person who's a survivor. They don't want to talk about it because it's so painful. We're going to try to bring it out outside the shadows.
To shed light on the military accomplishments and honorable service of those who died by suicide. I'm Bobby O'Brien in Tampa.